hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. I'm with the Scuba Cowboy. And we've come by the official artist of the Scuba Show, I believe. Rogest is his name. We know him as Ron. He's just a crazy, all-around, nutty guy. He needs a new shirt. By the, I don't know, your dress code's kind of unique.
He's saying I need a new shirt, folks, because I've got this white shirt covered in paint, and it's an environmental hazard, but it's a byproduct of hundreds of people wiping their hands on me. And as a painter, you don't get a lot of love. So what do? You get people to wipe their hands on you. It's called artistic love. It's good love. It's cool love. It's real love from Rogest.
He's a walking Petri disc of germs or something. But it's all good. It's very colorful. I like it.
What are we doing here today? Did you hear you ask?
I did, vaguely. In my mind. It didn't come out of my mouth yet.
What we're doing is we've actually got four large canvases, 36 by 36, and we've got different people to paint on them. We've got one wild sort of kids canvas that's going on. We've got a second matching one. We've got a forest made of birch trees that is going to have hundreds of small fish swimming through. And then we have a 36 by 36 canvas with a beautiful cobalt blue backdrop with hundreds of ugly fish, just like the ones you find, yes, ladies and gentlemen, right here in L.A. at the Scuba Show.
That is nice, Ron. But I got to ask you, you're the painter, but I see these kids are painting. What is this? Like? Aren't there child labor laws that you're violating here in California or what?
Well, back in Canada, we get the kids to paint for us and we just make a little money on the side.
Nice.
Personally, I've got 27 small children chained to a post in the basement and they turn out paintings with dots day in, day out. Yes. And that's basically how I am.
Who would have thunk it? I thought you had to go way overseas. We just have to go to Canada. Is that it?
That's getting a bit dodgy. I was actually joking, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yeah. No, we're always joking. Hey, you are a fun guy to hang around. One of the most fun guys in the dive industry. And you're proving it once again here at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, aren't you, Ron? Come on.
Greg, you're sincerely the most insincere person I know. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this guy is so slimy. He's like snot on a doorknob. Don't trust a word of him.
Oh, wow.
What we are doing next, in the next 2 weeks, I'll be down in Utila at the Utila Dive Festival with Pup, the singing cowboy. I'll be painting. He'll be singing. And if he doesn't marry that gorgeous woman of his, I will propose to her.
Yes,
that's my promise.
That could happen at the Utila Dive Festival.
Yes, yes.
All right,
yes.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
That's why I'm not bringing her.
Okay, all right. Uh-oh. What? No, we're not done, no.
Oh, right. Well, I was
thinking, what are you going to do?
We just want to pop over and speak to this young lady who's a working artist here.
She's one of your child laborers.
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Ashley.
Ashley, so he's got you doing his work. Is that how it works? And then he makes a multi-million dollar profit on this on your hard efforts or what?
That's pretty much how it works, yeah.
Yeah. So what are you painting?
I'm painting a red fish on a canvas.
A red fish? What is your inspiration? Is it a particular type of fish here in California, or what are you going for exactly?
No, it's just a fish that's red.
Okay, a red fish. That's fair enough. And so, what kind of guidance do you give these kids, aspiring artists of tomorrow,
I'm
Ron?
Normally, I just try and give them a bit of encouragement, but Ashley here is quite a talented artist in her own right. How old are you, Ashley?
I'm almost 17.
17. And what kind of materials do you paint in, Ashley? What things do you use besides paint?
I use ink and I use pencil.
Ink, pencil, and now acrylic paints, and I think she's going to have a full-time career. It's a beautiful fish. Seriously, it's really good, actually.
Now, what are you hoping to do with this? Inspire divers or artists or a little bit of both? Or you just, hey, this is just fun to do?
All three. Yeah. All the above.
Are you a diver as well?
Yeah, I'm an advanced scuba diver.
Yeah, so are you diving here in California?
Oh, yeah, I go to Catalina Sea Camp every summer.
Really? So we're planning to go over there maybe while we're out here on the left coast. But you actually went to their sea camp, which means what exactly?
I spend 21 days in Catalina and on Toyon Bay, and I go scuba diving and sailing, and it's a lot of fun. You take a bunch of classes, and it's a great time.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. So you do that every summer?
Yep.
So you're getting ready to go again?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go second session. Woo! Second session, which is in July. End of
nice.
July.
And so how did you get roped in with Rogue Guest here doing this art stuff here at the Scuba Show?
Well, I like art, and I like painting, so I saw, opportunity to paint.
Yeah, and just figured why not come over and play for a while, right? Make
yep.
a big mess. Are some of those markings on his shirt yours? Did you wipe your hands on him, too?
Not yet, I haven't.
Well, don't be shy. Grab a big glump of ink and wipe it right on him. Trust me, he'll love it. He loves that stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. All right, so Ron, tell me. So you're going to Utila. You and Pup are going to meet at the Utila Dive Festival. I wasn't invited to this little adventure. You're shutting me out of this one.
It was nothing personal, but it's an exclusive invite for working people in the dive industry, Greg. And I, not wishing to be rude, I would hardly put Scuba Radio in that category. We all know.
Don't hold the whole show, accountable. Just me personally. You can just separate me from Scuba Radio for that.
Well, if it's that simple, you weren't invited because you're dog ugly. We're the best looking guys in the industry, and that's why we got invited down.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'll just take that and edit it out of the show as I normally would. He just said I was the best looking man he's ever seen on the planet. That's pretty. That's one of the nicest compliments I ever had. I hopefully will remember to edit this part out. Hopefully, Pop. I don't know.
I don't know. But, yeah, that was a very nice compliment, coming particularly from an artist such as himself who has an eye for true beauty.
So, Ron, you're doing all this art stuff to inspire young kids like Ashley to get them into art and into the water. So what about diving-wise? What have you been doing? What has inspired you lately for these masterpieces?
Well, I tell you what, my hometown is Seychelles in Western Canada, and I'm fortunate enough to live right on the water, and so I dive in the waters of Canada. The cold water diving is spectacular, a bit like it is in California here, and we see seals. We see river otters. We see orcas, not in the water, but from a distance. We see dolphins all the time. What inspires me? Open your eyes and go diving. I'll give you inspiration. It's absolutely stunning under the water. It makes me weep inside.
Yeah, well, and it comes across in a lot of your artwork. And I don't weep when I see your art. I actually feel joy. It's really amazing. And you do this Aboriginal dot painting type of stuff. It's very unique, right?
It is. It
takes way longer than usual art. That people, usual artists can just whip one of these things out in 5 seconds. It takes you forever.
Well, if you're seriously asking, Greg, it takes up to 3 months to do a 24 by 36. And if you glance over there at the bear and the salmon, that's about 3 months worth of work. Not all the time, but dot by dot, mixed with sand and salt water from the ocean, placed on the canvas and slowly built up. So you have this texture, this inspiration. I can go up to people and say, come on, feel my bumps. And it's not a pickup line.
Wow, be careful. There's kids in the area there, Ron.
Done enough damage.
He's threatening one of his workers, one of the child workers.
I think it might be one that's headed for the chains.
Another child labor law has been broken here in California. What's your name?
Dylan.
Dylan, have you been painting with Ron here too?
Yeah.
He's what? That's your brother?
That's my little brother, yeah.
Yeah? And is she a good artist?
Yeah.
Are you painting yourself as well? Or are you just wiping paint on Ron?
No, I actually paint.
What did you paint?
Tell him.
Yeah, what is this? There's a fish here that you actually... That's your fish right there that you drew on this piece of art here, huh?
Yeah.
And this is going to sell for how many millions?
$3 million.
$3 million. You'll take $3 million. Okay. What's this? What is that? An octopus painting of what? Is that yours?
Yeah, I made that.
Wow. That is impressive. Yeah, she's got skills. The girl's got skills. Sis got skills, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, well, cool.
Okay, so what's going on here? You've painted enough for today. So
he wants to paint one more? Is that
one
the deal?
More. Okay, so
How's this? How's he do this? It's like Mark Twain or is it like Tom Sawyer talking the kids into doing all the work for him. You hear what I'm saying there, Pump?
Yeah, it's incredible. And they seem to be doing such a phenomenal job. And obviously he's giving back to the community and they seem to really be enjoying it.
Yeah, well, you can check it out. Roguest, just Google him. It might be roguest.com, but he will be at the Utility Dive Festival. Ron is a great friend of Scuba Radio for many years. He does great artwork, and obviously, as you can see, he has a lot of fun sharing his love of the ocean and art with kids. And that's what they'll be doing in Util a little bit too, I guess, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, he's already offered to paint me a couple of shirts while we're there. So, hey, who knows what might happen with that?
He's offered to paint you.
I think it's just
body paint.
Yes, he's going to paint
that. Can happen.
Shirt.
You know, Ron's creative that way and a little disturbing at times as well. But anyway, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I'm not actually the diver. I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Oh, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, dive, dive. We twist it up inside. Don't come up to fill your cup or make it to the other side. Dive, dive, dive. Let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. I'm wandering the aisles, catching up with friends, finding out the latest and greatest dive stuff that's on display here out on the left coast. I came across our friends from Polar Pro Filters. Now, they make filters that snap right on to the front of a GoPro Hero camera. We took these things out for the first time and really put them to the test in the Maldives a couple weeks ago. Shot 150 gigabyte worth of stuff. The Scuba Cowboy and myself got this. But I used these Polar Pro filters from Jeff and the gang at Polar Pro. And Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Greg? Good to see you again. Good to see you again.
Well, this is great timing because, you know, you guys, at one of the last shows, you hooked me up with some filters. It took me a while to get them out there to really get in a place where I could test them out with whale sharks and all kinds of critters that we saw in the Maldives. But we got some amazing footage. And the convenience of just snapping on that filter off and on was very convenient, and I know made a huge difference in the video and the still pictures that we got, some that have already been posted at scubaradio.com. So you've been doing great with these snap-on filters for GoPro, right?
Yeah, we have. They've been awesome, and it's good to hear they worked out for you.
Yeah.
Did you see any cool turtles? We love turtles at Polar.
Oh, yeah. We played with turtles.
We had one where we had them sandwiched between us, remember?
Yeah.
We just got both angles.
I think he liked the filters, too, because he was getting right in there. You know what I'm saying?
I love turtle sandwiches. Those are the best.
Yeah. Really great.
Yeah, well, we weren't eating any, but we definitely got real close and personal with them. And these Polar Pro filters just bring out the colors because we use lose color depth, and you got to use some really powerful lights during the daytime. But if you don't have that capability or it's just doesn't lend itself to a wide angle shot that you're getting with these GoPros, these filters really do the trick, right?
Exactly, they're super easy to use. You pop them off. Pretty much tricks the camera's white balance, or the brain as we refer to it, into kind of correcting the colors and just showing them how your actual brain sees the colors at depth.
Yes, and you know, they just snap on and off, so you use it when you need it and it just snaps on the GoPro nice and solid, and I found that to be very convenient, you know, and it stayed out of the way. You just held off to it, or I came with a little lanyard. But, you know, I come to the Scuba Show in Long Beach, and I'm thinking I'm going to come up to them and tell them how well our footage turned out. And lo and behold, I already get wind before we come to your booth that you guys have come out with a new product that we probably could have used big time in the Maldives as well, which allows you to shoot up close and personal, right?
Oh, yeah. This is our pride and joy. This is our baby. We've been working on this one for a while. It's our new macro lens. So what we did is we basically combined our red filter and then threw a swinging macro lens onto the filter so you can swing it back if you're not shooting up close to anything, or if you want to really get in that fish's face or get close to that reef, flip that macro lens over and you're good to go. You're going to get razor sharp focus anywhere from 3 inches to about 12 inches away from the lens.
Nice. Yeah. No, without that lens, maybe you can get, 12 or 2 feet away before it starts getting a little wiggy. I found that out by looking at my photos after my Maldives trip. I thought I was getting in there getting something, but nah, they were all fuzzy. So, but you get this wide-angle lens on the GoPros that are great for getting, you know, nice exterior broad-based shots, but you want to get up close to a nudibranch or something, forget about it. It just isn't going to cooperate, right?
Exactly. And that's exactly what the macro lens is for. Completely gives the GoPro a new perspective and just makes it that much more versatile. You get your long-range subjects as well as the close-range. It's the perfect camera, easy camera to use for everything.
Yeah, you know, and the thing about it, you know, like just like the Polar Pro filters, the red filter we were using in the Maldives, this, it folds out on a hinge, but it also snaps on just like the other filters, right?
Exactly. So the entire unit will snap on and off of the camera. So if you need it to use it above water, you just snap the entire macro unit off. And then when you're going diving, you just click that guy on, and then you can swing the macro lens open and close as you please, or as wherever, however the filming conditions.
So there's a filter lens and a macro lens built into the swinging door mechanism.
Exactly. So we've got the red glass lens as our base lens, and then we've got the macro door, and we've also just got the macro as well if you're for shooting above water, or if you like post-production color correcting on the computer, then we've got that for you as well.
Got it. So these are brand spanking new, made their debut here at the Scuba Show. Is that right?
Absolutely. This is the first time they've ever been shown to the public.
And they sold out like within minutes after they opened the doors, I guess. That's what I heard.
We sold out in an hour. Went through all our stock in an hour.
So, but you can order these online, I assume, or what?
They'll be online in about 2 to 3 weeks. So about July 1st is our launch date on that guy.
That'd be PolarPro.com. How much? What are we retailing these for?
Yeah, PolarProFilters.com. The macro, the red macro combo is going to be $69.99. And if you just want the macro lens, it's only going to be $34.99.
Wow. See, not very expensive. Snaps on right there in that price point for GoPro, so where it's not a big, you know, expensive accessory or anything. And it works. That's the bottom line. I mean, have you been using these? Is this what is it coming out of necessity, or is it people coming to you saying, hey, we got this problem, can you fix it for us? Or what, Jeff?
Actually, that's how the company started. Is we actually started with fixing the overexposure in the ski industry. We see we all skied a bunch, so
right.
We skied, made the polarizer and whatnot. Then we started diving with the GoPros, and we're like, oh, this is looking really green or really blue, so what's causing it? So we kind of did some research, like, oh, red filter, it helped this out a lot, tested a bunch, about 50 different shades of red, and started producing this thing, and we shoot with it at least once or twice a week out in the water, playing nice. Around with them.
Yeah, just out here on the left coast, I guess, right? All this cold water diving?
The cold water diving, baby.
Yeah, that's where it's at. Well, I love it. And this this new filter or this macro, is just the Polar Pro macro lens? Is that what it is? Or what are we calling this?
I think we'll just call it the red glass / macro combo.
Okay, that sounds that's much more impressive than what I came up with. I like it. But you can go to PolarProFilters.com. Jeff, great products. I like them. And they're Greg proof, which is that's a testimonial that says, like, hey, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And get some halfway decent footage out of it. That says a lot for your company and the products you're putting out there. You hear what I'm saying?
Absolutely, Greg. It's great seeing you again. Glad everything worked out. Awesome to hear. Love the testimonials. And hopefully you'll get to try out this macro lens soon, huh?
Yeah, so the only thing I need help with now, if I had to put in a request and Pup will back me up, we came up back with 150 gigabyte worth of material. Can you edit this for us?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, okay, no I way. Figured that was the case. See, Pup, you're not helping me. You got to help us with this stuff.
The problem is you didn't mention that there was mermaids in that footage.
And now they're color corrected. And, you know, with that macro lens, we can get up and close and personal in places that we probably shouldn't be.
You might get smacked, but yes, we can.
Wouldn't be the first time. All right, more coming up from Long Beach. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are back here in Long Beach, California at the Scuba Show, and I've connected with the man who's made this happen. This is a massive event, a massive undertaking, but Mark Young, you know him from Dive Training Magazine, also they run California Diving News now, and the Scuba Show, and he's with us right now. Mark, how are you, buddy?
You're good. Very well.
Thanks for having us help out a little bit. It's been an honor to participate in this event. I love coming out here and hanging out with all these left coast divers. You hear what I'm saying?
I love the fact that you had the crowd going this morning. I heard a lot of clapping and applause and good time.
It's amazing what you can get divers to do for a free T-shirt or hat. You hear what I'm saying?
And you do it.
Well, you know, we got to have our fun. And that's what the whole idea is. We bring these divers together. It is a fun, festive celebration, and we try to throw our little mix of music, mermaids, and mayhem into that to kind of kick it up a notch, you think?
What's funny is something I never realized before we took over the show was the people that come in, all these attendees that come in, you know what they really want to do? They want to be in the atmosphere of the industry.
True.
I mean, it's more than looking at products and resorts. I mean, they want to feel, and so you guys do.
They want to be in the club.
No, that's why you guys do a good job with that. You get them tuned up before they walk in, and it sets the mood. I like that. That was pretty good.
Well, you know, it's we juice them just a tad. You know, you can get away with that here in California.
Better company.
Well, the Scuba Cowboy is not up to your standards, I take it. But it's okay with the mermaids.
Yeah, the mermaids like him.
Yes, okay. Yeah, as long as he comes with mermaids. Same with me. I'm not allowed into most diving events without them. Right, Mark?
Cool.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, but it looks great. The show's been doing phenomenal. Nice traffic. This is very just a positive thing all the way around, I would say, for the industry.
It's a strong market. California's a strong market. The economy's coming back here, like it is in a lot of places, and I think that's the reason for the traffic this year.
Yeah, well, that and I think I would just take credit if I were you and say it's because I'm here and I'm making this happen. Mark Young, the man.
This show's been going for 26 years. I couldn't mess it up if I wanted to.
Well, okay. That's one way to look at it. But I think he did have something to do with the success we're seeing this week in Long Beach for sure. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
For all my pals who live in the oceans and the seas, with prawns like these, who eat anemones?
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We have left the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California, and we have taken the advice of the exhibitors that we met with. The folks at the Catalina Express were nice enough to invite us over to Catalina. So here we are on the island of Catalina, off the coast of California, off the left coast here. I have finally made it out here. This is a cool place. We're going to get into this in just a bit. But some time has elapsed since our last segment that you just heard, where we were at the Scuba Show there in Long Beach, California. And we actually got tickets to see Jay Leno and The Tonight Show. And I've marked it off my bucket list. Mermaid Tiffany with me to have this experience as well. It was pretty cool, wasn't it, Tiff?
It was very cool. And surprisingly enough, you were very much like Mel B. I was shocked.
Mel B from the Spice Girls was one of the guests on The Tonight Show. And she was, I don't know, girl power. Props. What do you think, Pop?
I don't know why they called her scary. I thought she was hot.
Yeah, she actually cursed three times. So you
that's
know,
what I meant. She was very much like you because you always have to edit your stuff.
What are you talking about? I don't curse at all. I'm a very proper, upstanding American citizen. And yeah. Well, you know, that's what editing does. You know, you can edit those things out. However, yeah, Mel B was one of the guests. Kevin Bacon and the band Bad Company were the Tonight Show guests. We had quite a fun time out there. And you know what's cool? You know, doing this little radio show that we do, I get to dive around the world. You know, a few weeks ago we were in the Maldives and had a layover in New York, and I got to see Letterman. So I have marked off Dave and Jay before they retire or get fired off the TV. But it's been on my bucket list for a good 20, 30 years. What about you, Pop? What do you think?
It's definitely been on my bucket list, but I knew that eventually, since we do come out to the left coast annually, we'd hit it, and we did. And it was an awesome show. Bad Company rocked it out totally.
Yeah, and you know, these are some of the things you can do. If you were to schedule a trip to come out to the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California, next year, which I believe it's like June 7th and 8th or something right around that same time frame next year, you could do this. You could come out to Catalina Island. You'd come out and do the you know, one of the studio tours here in Hollywood, or you could do The Tonight Show. Well, you couldn't do The Tonight Show because Jay is retiring in February. So
Tonight Show.
What's that?
It's still going to be The Tonight Show.
Yeah, but it's going to be Jimmy Fallon, and he's going to do it in New York City, not in California.
You've been on your bucket list for like 20 or 30 years. How old are you?
Shush. We covered that a couple weeks ago. Quiet, Mermaid.
You probably edited that out, so.
No, I'll leave it in. Now, Mermaid Brittany is, you know, she has been joining us this week. Tiffany brought her along. She's from Colorado as well. Brittany, you have done a great job. Thank you so much for participating in our, you know, our Scuba Show festivities.
Oh, thank you, Greg. It's been a blast. To say
has it been?
Yes.
You're not just saying that.
No.
That's not the booze talking right now.
No, sir. It's been a great time and a fascinating time all the same.
Yes. So. Now, Brittany is not a certified diver yet, but she could be in the future. You seemed very fascinated when we were over at the Long Beach Aquarium, the Aquarium of the Pacific. there, just next to the convention center, right?
Yes, sir. The Hammerheads won my heart.
Well, they were scalloped hammerheads. Those little puppy sharks they had there in the display, right?
Little babies, yeah. They're like 12 inches in that little tank there. And
no way, 12 inches is pretty impressive in my book, but that's a different thing. It's not doesn't necessarily relate to shark size.
No, I literally had to stop her. She was trying to get one and just like stick it in her purse and walk out. But I told her, I had to inform her that that would actually harm them. So I had to keep her from doing it. But I told her I'd get her one for her birthday.
What, a little scalloped hammerhead for a birthday? That's not very environmentally sensitive. What's wrong with you?
She can wheel it around.
I'll take a cooler.
All right, well, mermaids need pets, and maybe scalloped hammerheads, little 12-inch scalloped hammerheads might be a nice little pet. Is it, I guess in the mermaid world, hammerheads are like our dogs we have on the surface, right, Brittany?
Yeah, like a purse dog. You know, it's like a purse hammerhead.
Yes, okay, a little Yorkshire Terrier, there in the ocean. But, the Aquarium Pacific, we were hanging out there and having a good time there at Long Beach Aquarium. Really nice facility, and we got to give props to the folks there at the Roddenberry Dive Adventures or Roddenberry Adventures. For inviting us for their little after-hours party there as part of the Scuba Show festivities, and we got to go do that and do a little, we did a little night dive, fluorescent dive thing. Was that the first time you had done that their pump or what?
Yeah, it wasn't really a dive, but where they showed the fluorescence of the nighttime creatures. Yeah, that was awesome. And it's the Roddenberry Dive Team, by the way.
Yeah, but they've changed to Roddenberry Adventures.
Oh,
so
really?
they're not just focused just on diving anymore. They're doing all kinds of crazy stuff now.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
True. There's something about that. Yeah. Yeah, but the bioluminescence, we have these like black lights, and you put a filter over your mask, and we're actually able to do this in the aquarium and get a little sampling of that. That's kind of like the new wave. Our new thing for night diving, and light and motion actually makes some of these lights, and they have a system connected to that we're supposed to experiment with here in the next few weeks. You'll hear about on Scuba Radio. So that we have had an amazing time in Long Beach, but here we are after talking to some of the exhibitors. The Catalina Express was nice enough to hook us up and send us over to Catalina for the day, and that's where we are now. And basically, you come over here. It's like an hour boat ride right there from right by the Long Beach Aquarium, by the way, just across the street from the convention center where we were doing the scuba show. And you come over here and you can, spend the night in one of the hotels or one of the things. We literally have just got here and have went to, I don't know, what is the name of this place that we're at? Some Italian
Avalon.
What is,
oh.
No, the restaurant or the bar that we're hanging
Antonio's
out.
Antonio's Pizzeria.
Antonio's Pizzeria. We are literally overlooking the bay here. You got this Avalon Casino thing going on. There's God knows how many boats out there in the bay. But the water is crystal clear. Now, last year, we were out here in California around the dive show, and we dove off of Redondo Beach and had a cold water California diving experience. That was fun, right?
That was a lot of fun, the Left Coast diving experience.
Yes, and kind of marked it off the list. It was cold, but we had these rash guards that were heated with battery packs that made it very tolerable. It actually branded Mermaid Tiffany. You had a nice little, which was kind of cool. It was like a new tattoo, right?
It was cool. I'm thankful that it wasn't like in a certain shape. It was more like just like a coil as opposed to a distinct figure that you could distort. So.
Yes. Well, and, it was like a Japanese or a Chinese marking. And she said it meant the diving is good. Something like that. That's what she used. And it kind of branded her that way. So you might need one of those here if you're a warm water wuss like myself and Tiffany and Pup. You are a warm water wuss. Don't lie.
I am. But right now the sun is shining. It's beautiful. We're out here eating some pizza, enjoying the weather. So actually, getting a nice little dip in the cool water might not actually be bad.
Might work. Well, I'm looking off, off of Antonio's here. And just in the bay, the water is crystal clear. And we had pretty good viz last year when we were out here, but It was nothing like this. This is like, you know, this is like diving in gin. You hear what I'm saying, Pop?
I hear exactly, and I'm thinking next year we need to plan it so that we can get a dive in while we're over here at Catalina, because this is definitely a quaint, beautiful little community. Definitely got that real beachy kind of Mediterranean feel to it.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how to describe it necessarily with all the places I've visited, but there's a little bit of a Key West feel here, maybe. But it's different because there's a lot, there's some mountains, so there's a mountain backdrop to Catalina Island, and it's very steep, and the hotels and some of the places literally are just built up on the slopes with you know, stilts and things like that to give it a very dramatic kind of look. You think?
Like I said, it's Mediterranean kind of a thing.
Okay, Mediterranean, Key West. We'll mix them up. How about that? A little bit of Mexico in there too. You think?
That works for me.
Okay, well, you just, you know what? You have to come here, I guess. You got to hop on board the Catalina Express next year. Come out for the scuba show and come over here and experience what we're doing today.
Yeah, the boat over, the ride over was fantastic. They were always, oh, you know, do you need another drink? Do you need this? I mean, it was so comfortable. Greg actually fell asleep on the way over. Who would have thought? But it was incredible. The ride over really was a fantastic way to start the day. So
yeah, very convenient, very easy. What's that?
And I got a free burlesque show.
A free burlesque show? What the heck was that all about? I don't think that was part of their normal festivities that they offer on the transit.
I don't think it was, but there was this group of girls with rather tight-fitting clothing, and yeah, they didn't realize what would happen in the wind.
Oh, she did like a Marilyn Monroe. She was just getting in the mood because Marilyn Monroe spent some time here on Catalina Island. He got a show. God bless him.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry, and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
You don't think sharks are sexy, do you?
No. Wait a minute. What was a Little Mermaid?
Ooh, baby, I'm going down. I'm going down. 'Cause you ain't around, baby. My whole world's upside down.
Whoa. Wow. Catalina Island knows how to party. It is 24 hours later because there was no way in hell we could have recorded a segment after that little adventure. You hear what I'm saying, Pup?
I think they know how to party now that we've been there for
maybe,
sure.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know, but you know, that it's such a cool place. You get out there, we had some pizza, we might have had a cocktail or two, and then we thought, well, we'll do a before and after type of radio segment, and it was just not going to happen. It just would have been ugly. So, you know, what we'll do is fill in the blanks for what we remember. But I know we ended up at some kind of mermaid bar where Tiffany got her ass whooped in a pool. I think it was the Marlin Club. Is that how you remember it there, Tiff?
Actually, it was the Marlin Club, but no, you cheated. I distinctly remember Mermaid Brittany and I were turning around. I turned back around, and you're like, woo! Oh, my God, I just made like five of them in, which is complete not
yeah, true. No, evidently I cheated twice because I beat her ass twice in pool, pup. You saw that. You witnessed this feat, didn't you?
I'm going to plead the fifth on this. I was not there for every single moment.
Brittany, you saw that. You're not going to back up Tiffany on this, are you?
No, that's the wise move, pup, because pretty sure Tiffany and I were there, and two rounds of pool didn't go that quickly with a win on your part.
Wait a minute. Okay, see, it's not going down the way it's supposed to, which means that I won both games. That's how I remember it, and that's the story I'm sticking with, and as far as I'm concerned, that's the law.
Well, I'm pretty sure that there is at least some truth to the first win, because if I recall, there was a certain kind of shots happening on the bar, and there were some body shots.
Well, they have a mermaid that like sits in the middle of this boat themed Marlin Club bar. I mean, it's like the bar is made out of a boat,
it's
kind
of
thing.
Of a boat, yeah.
Yeah, and instead of having the mermaid on the front of the boat, they've taken her off the front of the bow, which probably would have interfered with things like drinking. And moved it up above the bar. So they have a mermaid suspended over the bartender there at the Marlin Club. So you felt right at home, didn't you, Tiff?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. That was good enough for you then. And, you know, so we were on, you know, mermaid turf. You would think they would have done better at pool, but I had to school them. And, you know, once again, that's the story I got, and that's the one I'm sticking to. So we'll leave it at that. But that's where we ended up, and after that, I don't really remember a whole lot other than Tiffany, you know, whining about wanting to play volleyball or something like that. You know, they got volleyball. They got all kinds of crazy stuff over there on Catalina Island that you can go over and spend some quality time and do. What, Tiffany? What, something coming back to you now?
You don't remember getting your wiki whacked?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they had a wiki-wacky drink or something at some place. And it was kind of like wiki-watchy, where the mermaids, you know, do their thing or came from. And figured it must be a good drink. So Tiffany had one. And once again, it got all fuzzy after that. I don't really remember. Other than the folks at the Catalina Express, you know, took care of us and got us back to the mainland. Right, Pup?
Yes, and we got to see a beautiful sunset, and that was a nice, calm boat ride as well. It was a very comfortable boat and very quick. Nice, easy ride out on the ocean. Always love that.
Yeah, CatalinaExpress.com, by the way. You can go there and find out about their schedule. They run several trips back and forth each day between Long Beach and the left coast. They have some other locations that go through or go out there to Catalina Island. I'm not sure what the ports are, but once again, you can go to CatalinaExpress.com and do this. So next year, I think when we come out to the Long Beach Dive Show and do our show, you know, our little mermaids mayhem and music thing, or not necessarily in that order, but we come out here and do our little song and dance routine for the Left Coast Divers. I think we're going to have to spend some quality time out there on Catalina Island and actually do some diving this time. You think, Pop?
Absolutely. I think that was really the whole plan yesterday, since we were kind of limited on time, was to lay the groundwork for that kind of a fun adventure next year. I think it's probably good that we didn't get around the whole island yesterday, because after you had a few in you, you mentioned something about actually riding one of the buffaloes bareback, and I'm not sure that would have ended up in a really good way.
There might have been laws that would have been violated or something, you know, but who knows? And at this point, it could have happened. We just don't remember. And we'll find out soon enough, I guess, from, you know, the authorities who approach us when we get back home to our home base in Orlando, Florida. However, you know, next time, I think, yeah, we're going to have to do a little bit more exploring. You know, the ferry, the Catalina Express, goes right into Avalon, the city of Avalon, Avalon there on Catalina Island. And I guess that's where the main hub of town is. And all the houses are kind of up on the hill looking down at the bay. It's a beautiful setting, especially in the evening at sunset when we were leaving. I was like, man, I don't want to leave now. And now it's really looking nice. So we'll have to come over and spend a night or two and take advantage of some of that crystal clear water we actually saw right there in the bay, which is kind of unique. I mean, it looked like you would have been just diving in air. So next time, Garibaldi diving, kelp diving, and more in Catalina Island. You with me?
I'm right there with you. Like you said, the viz was awesome. Just even getting on the ferry, you could still see fish and stuff right in the water. I was actually quite impressed. It definitely had that, like I said, the Mediterranean kind of small town, beachy town kind of feel. Everybody just kind of laid back, having a good time.
Yeah, and I didn't see any buffalo, but yeah, they have buffalo on Catalina Island. And when I told Tiffany this, Mermaid Tiff, before we headed over, she said, "What are you smoking?" And yeah, back in the day, we read it in the Catalina Express magazine. They actually had a big buffalo there in the terminal, the cruise terminal, before we got on the boat, that said that not only the guy who opened it up was Wrigley from Wrigley's Gum. You know, that was his empire, and he opened up Catalina Island, and he imported buffalo or something to that effect, I guess, to eat. And they started mating and ended up having way more buffalo than they needed or something. And then they said, we don't want to eat them. So I don't know what's going on with the buffalo, but they got a buffalo on Catalina Island. It's kind of a unique little thing amongst all the diving adventures that you can pursue over there. Once again, thanks to Catalina Express for hooking us up with that. And thanks again to the folks from the Scuba Show in Long Beach for another star-studded, just fun event out here on the left coast. Right, Tiff?
Amazing.
So we'll leave it at that. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, Tiffany?
Down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.